Expecting massive turnout, Democratic officials in Iowa are considering many changes to the First of the Nation caucus and how it will be conducted. Natasha Korecki of Politico has more on the mother of all caucuses. Natasha, what were the issues that marred the 2016 Iowa caucus?
Oh, there were so many issues. There were long lines. The voting was incredibly close. It was 0.2 of a percentage point that separated Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. At Bernie Sanders, people thought that things weren't counted in the correct way and asked for correct body counts of people in these different precincts, caucuses across the state. There was just a whole lot of snafus, and it sort of exposed, you know, the system that's very dated, that's still done by hand, counting done by hand, check-in, same-day voter registration done by hand, that type of thing. So there was a lot of distrust that resulted from it. In the end, Hillary Clinton won, but it was very, very close.
So what are they trying to do to prepare for February 3rd, 2020?
They're trying to book larger places with the realization that they're going to have huge crowds. And it's not just they can book any place that's large. It has to be, you know, ADA accessible. It has to have some capability for Wi-Fi. They're trying to digitize things for the first time, including the check-in process, which, you know, these things sound simple, but when you're asking all these people to come into a room and go to this caucus process, you need to have some kind of accountability of who's coming in where. You know, are they in the right place? That type of thing. So they're trying to digitize that, which means just having computers. But the biggest change, it is possible change that's under consideration, is allowing absentee voting and allowing absentee voting over the phone. And it's a possibility that if that goes through, that there's tens of thousands of people who would take advantage of this in Iowa. Absentee voting wasn't allowed in the past. But the Democratic National Committee changed some rules last year and said they wanted to expand accessibility of these caucuses to more people, including those who, you know, are unable to actually physically attend on caucus day. So that is really going to scramble things and probably end up, you know, factoring in some way or another into the strategy for each of these different campaigns and how they tabulate.
What leads you to believe this will be one for the ages?
The diversity in the field that's already happened. You know, you already have four women who are running. You have, you know, governors, senators. You have African Americans. You have Kamala Harris. Cory Booker might get in. You have Joaquin Castro from Texas. So there's not just in numbers. This could be one of the most crowded fields we've seen in decades, but in just diversity of people. So you could end up engaging all kinds of different, you know, constituencies that don't typically come out. And they're looking at the markers from 2018 midterms, where they saw this huge surge in turnout, and that was driven in large part in anti-Trump sentiment. You know, we're seeing all kinds of signs now of long lines coming out. Elizabeth Warren went through Iowa, huge lines to see her. You know, we're seeing this in other parts of the country too. So, you know, it's a little bit of all those factors. But yes, mother of all caucuses, could be 2020.
And as you wrote, this is worlds away from the Jimmy Carter days.
Right. There's a lot of longtime political observers in Iowa who said, you know, it was very quaint. You could sit around, you know, reporters could sit in the same room, in the living room of someone's home where the caucus was playing out. It just, times have changed so much. There's so much more engagement. And there's, you know, more efforts to allow more people involved, to get involved. And that means like the old Jimmy Carter days of sitting in somebody's dining room and talking face to face. At least not for caucus day, that's no longer. It's going to be larger venues to accommodate all kinds of the crowds, but also make it more accessible for people who might have issues going up and down stairs and that type of thing.
Thanks, Natasha. Natasha Korecki of Politico.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.